Let us pray. Let us begin in silence as we center our hearts before God this morning. Our gracious and loving God, indeed that's what you are. For you loved us enough to send your Son that we may have an option of redemption. And accepting that redemption that is in Christ Jesus, the promise of the Holy Spirit, to fill us with your grace and mercy, to open your wisdom and your resources that are limitless into our hearts and lives. For Father, the enemy that seeks to destroy us is strong, wise and cunning in the ways of lies and deceptions, able to twist the truth just a little bit into a lie that sounds almost believable. So, Father, as we come today, we pray your Holy Spirit within us to give us insight, warning, that it would keep us on the alert for those deceptions. And, Father, they come from many different ways. And, Father, we pray that as we're listening to your Spirit and it's calling our lives and where we serve you and how we serve you, that we know that call is about us growing, but sharing that growth with others. That it won't just be looking within and taking care of me, but it'll be a larger picture. It'll be to look out and to reach out and to share. Sometimes out of our comfort zone, sometimes, Father, it'll challenge us to grow in ways that maybe we hadn't thought of before. Maybe it'll be the conviction of touching a life that is dear to us or being available to do that. So, Father, let your Spirit guide us individually and as a church. And, Father, as we come today, we come maybe out of brokenness of heart and life. Father, as we come to church today, we're not coming to be a building, but to be a people. And as we look around and see those around us, Father, we don't know where they've been this week. Father, we don't know what trials they're facing, the struggles that are there, the pain that could be present. So, Father, we just pray healing into their hearts and lives this morning through your grace and in your mercy. Father, that you just comfort them in whatever it is they're facing, whatever it is that is their struggle, whatever it is, Father, that is not letting them know your peace this morning, that's not letting you know your grace and mercy this morning, that's not letting you feel the love of God, or maybe even feel like they are redeemable, lovable, or even worth your time. The cross stands and reminds us that you loved us that much. And Father, for those today who come with joy and celebrations, we know that you joyous and celebrate with them. For those of us who have found your peace, let us thank you. And may we share it with others, the good news of grace and mercy. And Father, for the needs that we have lifted up just in our community and the communities around us, we pray for our church and other churches. We pray for our community and community leaders. But Father, we pray for our nation and nations around the world. It seems that we hear the drums beating, trouble on the horizon, uneasiness, tensions. not just here, but around the world. God, we pray for peace. That we would see each other as friends, not as enemies. So, Father, today we bring it all before you. We bring our hearts and lives, and maybe we even bring what we can't understand or put into words. And we know that the Holy Spirit prays and intercedes for us in groanings that the human ear cannot hear and the human mind understand. But you, O God, hear. And you, O God, understand. And hear us now as we pray together the prayer you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.